You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Are you looking to socialise from the comfort of your own home? Well, the RNIB Talk and Support Team run free phone-based social groups for adults with sight loss across the UK. They match individuals together for conversations based on age and group preferences. And to learn a bit more and how you can get involved, we're joined by Dan Swales, who is an RNIB Talk and Support Coordinator. Hi Dan, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi Amelia, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
So can you give us an introduction and overview of what the Talk and Support Service is?
Yeah, so our Talk and Support befriending groups are designed to connect visually impaired people across the UK. Our groups help people to socialise by phone in small groups for friendship and peer support. We support blind and partially sighted people to share their experiences, talk to other people with similar interests, and share any hints and tips about living with sight loss. We have lots of groups at different times across the week, so we should be able to find a group that suits your availability.
And Dan, can you tell us a bit about why you enjoy your role and your involvement with RNIB?
Yeah, so I've worked for the RNIB now for 6 months, and I am deafblind, so I have retinitis pigmentosa, namely Usher syndrome, which affects 400,000 people worldwide. I used to be a kitchen designer, but with my deteriorating sight loss, I had to give that up. RNIB helped me so much through my sight loss journey, from doing the Living Well with Sight Loss course to speaking with my local ECLO. I felt that I had all the support to help guide me. One day I was sitting there on my sofa thinking, what can I do for work? Which then the RNIB sprung to mind, and on their website I applied for the See Work Differently placement back in October 2022 for the RNIB Talk and Support Service. I loved it so much that after my placement ended, I volunteered. A vacancy for Talk and Support was advertised on the RNIB website, which I applied for and was very successful. I absolutely love working for this wonderful organisation and for the wonderful service Talk and Support.
And what kind of things do people need to take part?
So you don't need any special equipment to take part in our social groups. All you need is access to a landline or a mobile phone and somewhere quiet and comfortable to sit while you take part.
And what are some of the different types of groups that you have? Are they all befriending groups or are there a few different types?
The group call will be at the same day and time each week and will run for an hour. Your group will be facilitated by a trained volunteer or RNIB staff member each week. The facilitator is not there to direct conversation, but to ensure the smooth running of the group and that everyone gets an opportunity to speak. People are identified by their first names only in the group. So as well as the general befriending socialising groups, we also offer special interest groups. And some of the special interest groups include the following. So we have CBS groups, which are for people who have Charles Bonnet syndrome. We run telephone book clubs, which are monthly sessions where you can share a mutual passion for books and discover new authors. We have In the News and Current Affairs for those who are interested in talking about what's going on in the news. We run LGBTQ plus groups for anyone who identifies as LGBTQ plus is welcome to join the group in a safe space. We also run quiz groups, sports groups, history groups, film and TV groups. And in December, we run seasonal groups ranging from quizzes, stories, reminiscence groups, as well as the general befriending groups.
And for people who are maybe a bit nervous about joining one of the groups, why would you encourage them to give it a go?
So we have a trained facilitator who will be in the group, who are there to ensure the smooth running of the groups. and they will do a warm introduction for your first session. Usually have a bit of an icebreaker to introduce you to the participants in the group. The facilitator is also there to ensure that everyone has the equal space of the group and that everyone has equal chance to talk about whatever it is that they would like to talk about that week. Some people may start off feeling nervous, and that's absolutely normal. You don't have to get involved on your first session if you feel that you're more comfortable just listening in and getting a feel for the group. At the end of the day, it is your group, it's your space, and you can contribute what you would like.
And how would someone register their interest for joining either a befriending group or one of these specialist topic groups?
To join one of our talk and support groups, please register your interest by doing one of the following. You can call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999. You can email talkandsupport@rnib.org.uk. Alternatively, you can go on our website on www.rnib.org.uk and search Talk and Support, where you will find a link to register your interest. You will be asked a series of questions and the option to choose your preferred day and time.
Well, thank you so much, Dan Swales, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about the RNIB Talk and Support Services.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.